A good news reflection for Monday of the 25th week of Ordinary Time. Today's theme, Inflaming the Light of Christ. Jesus says in today's gospel reading from Luke chapter 8, verses 16 through 18, that we must never hide the light he has given us. If we want to be united to Christ, everything we have that's from him must be shared with others, because Christ's very nature is the sharing of all that is good. To hold on to anything for ourselves is so unlike him that his light within us weakens and fades, and the little that we cling to is increasingly lost. Our ability to love like Christ, for example, grows stronger when we give it sacrificially and willingly, like he did. Today's first reading from Proverbs chapter 3, verses 27 through 34, explains that to receive the blessings of God, we must take immediate action immediately whenever we can do something that benefits others. To the humble, God shows kindness so that we can be full of kindness towards others, even when they don't deserve it. He does not withhold his love from us when we're arrogant and nasty, and we must treat others the same way. God's goodness is always available to us, but to experience it more, we have to be united to him in the sharing of his goodness with others. When we treat others well, we stoke the fire, we brighten the light of our unity with Christ, and in that closer relationship, we experience more of his unconditional love and kindness. Contrarily, we break that unity and hide the light of Christ whenever we are miserly in love, in financial donations, in possessions, and with the use of our talents and time. Such selfishness comes from fear. We're afraid that something bad will happen to us if we give away more than we calculate will be safe to give away. And we could be right, but love includes sacrifice, and fear is not godly. Fear is a darkness that enshrouds the light of Christ. Do we trust God or not? Fear says no. Do we believe that God can and will make a greater good come from anything bad that happens from the good that we do? Fear says no. Love says yes. But love is not always logical or protected from pain. We're reminded of that every time we look at the image of Christ's crucifixion. Jesus says, to anyone who has, more will be given, but only because we give it away. If we limit our generosity and withhold love or kindness or any other blessing that God has given to us, we limit God's fuel for the flame. And so, from the one who has not, even what he seems to have will be taken away. It's dangerous to hide the light of Christ. How on fire, zealous and excited is your faith? Is your spirit growing or withering? What are you holding back, protecting for yourself? To become more united to Christ and all of his goodness, look within and get in touch with the joy you would feel if you were rid of the fears that have been darkening your life. This reflection was published by Good News Ministries of GNM.org, made possible by donors who support our mission of changing hearts for Christ. This and many other Catholic faith-building resources are available on our websites and can be delivered to you on your digital devices. Visit us on GNM.org today. God bless you with his abundant love.